Hello and welcome to GHL Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're going to do more Super Mario talk and more Luigi Erasure.
Okay. Yeah. Luigi Erasure. All right. So we put out the call. We're going to talk about why is Super Mario still popular. We put out the call to you lovely patrons over at patreon.com/jawman. And you all responded. So we're going to answer your questions on the air. Ramon starts us off with, why do you think Super Mario, a platform game about a plumber in a fantasy world with little to no story development, has captured our imagination for so long?
Because there's almost no story development. You can read it however you want.
There's lots of video games with little to no story development, though.
Yeah, that's fair. I do think a huge factor, again, and I kind of touched on this with the Yoshi thing, it's that they're like kawaii, like they are cute. Mm-hmm. They are like fun and wistful to look at. Like, mm-hmm. It's more fun to look at a Mario game than to look at Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like there is a whimsy to it. It feels more like a fairy tale, which is a storytelling archetype that we are used to being fairly timeless. But I do think, because you can read a lot into it, one of my favorite internet like pet theory tinfoil hats, mm-hmm. is that Mario is actually the villain of the Mario games, that Peach is married to Bowser and is the mother of baby Bowser, and that Mario
keeps
abducting her from their home.
And Bowser's like, dude,
that's my wife.
Maybe you don't like bestiality, but get off it. She's my wife.
Yeah, exactly. And there, I mean, like,
you look, old prude.
Like, if it's popular enough that, like, I've seen the fan arts of, like, Peach and Bowser's wedding in my Instagram feed.
That's kind of weird that fans are taking that, but that's fine.
Yeah, like, you can put whatever reading on it you kind of want. Uh-huh. And I think that's what we like about archetypes. That's what we like about myths and legends and, you know, religious tomes, is you can kind of put what you need onto it. I think that's a big part of the reason. And I think the aesthetics, I also think the music, like, does not get enough credit for how great it is. The Mario music is so good. It works in every form, from chiptunes to a full orchestrational presentation. Like, it is that transcendent and that catchy.
I think, and I bring up this answer because I've kind of experienced this recently.
Yes.
So I recently bought a Nintendo Switch a couple months ago, and the thing that I did was I bought all the Mario games. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I did that is because I have a love-hate relationship with video games, because
yes.
I love, like, really well done video games. I love Spider-Man. I love, a couple of the God of Wars. I don't like the newest one. But I found that modern video games are starting to be designed for people who only play video games, and
yeah.
they're not designed for the casual gamer. And the advantage that I have found in literally every Mario game is that every Mario game is designed for the casual gamer.
I can play any Mario game.
Bingo.
Yeah.
You,
yeah,
can.
Yeah.
You can.
If I tried to play God of War, I would pass away.
You could play the newest one, Mario Odyssey,
yeah.
at the drop of a hat without
yeah.
knowing anything.
Yeah.
You're going to be screwed if you try to play God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the thing that appealed to me, because I kind of was feeling that I wanted to get back into video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I've always liked the Mario games. They're
yeah.
always well designed. They're always fun to play. And they literally take nothing. Like, I won't have to,
they
like...
They don't gotcha. They're not trying to trick you.
Well,
they're not trying to make you feel stupid.
I won't have to spend, like, 10 hours, like, to combining my powers into the right power set to make sure that I have the right statistics to beat them.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, you know, and I think also on the other side of it, Ashley, I think you nailed it, too, that I think just the look and the feel and the music are all just, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yeah, like, keep giving us more Mario. Give us more Mario. Tom Trainer says, what do you think it is about Mario that has allowed his games to be almost universally adored, but his 90s rival Sonic has struggled to maintain any sort of quality in the games? Now, that is very interesting, because Sonic has four games on the Genesis. Mm-hmm. Sonic 1, 2, 3, and then it's Sonic and Knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting that since then, I've played a couple. I remember playing Sonic Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a Dreamcast game, but it got ported to something else. And I remember liking that game.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, I tried playing this one called Sonic Mania, and I did not like it at all. And I know there's a new one out there. I think it's called Sonic Frontiers. I haven't played it. That's a fair point.
Sonic, though, arguably more successful in other mediums, several television shows.
Sonic cartoon is great.
Sonic Underground, that's from my early mid-aughts kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I really loved that show when it was on. I think it might be bad, but I loved it.
I will also tell you, Sonic the Hedgehog in the 90s had a run of comic books by Archie.
Yes, they're called excellent.
Sonic. They are so good.
Did we do a Sonic episode?
I don't remember, actually.
I think we read a bunch of them.
We've talked about it or whatever, but the Sonic Adventures are really good.
I lied.
You did
Mega Man.
You know what I think it is? I think it is because with Mario, you can change his gameplay.
Mario's also a human.
Because Mario now, he can throw his hat and the hat becomes things, or he can fly, or he can ride Yoshi, or he can drive a car, whereas Sonic is running. And I think the minute you get away from running, it's not a Sonic game anymore.
Interesting.
That's my theory.
Mario does a good job at presenting things that are the same but different.
Yes.
And I don't know if Sonic evolves as well, personally.
Mm-hmm. Brian J says, Super Mario, which game is your favorite? Mine was Super Mario 64. You said Diddy Kong, which will all count.
I don't know if that's my favorite. I mean, that was my favorite when I was young. I really loved when the game was out, but it's on one of the worst systems of all time. I really loved Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a really fun game. So,
And he also asked, do you still have any of the originals? I don't have any of the originals. I sold my Nintendo 64 before I moved to LA, actually, to like use that money to come to LA. But I have, the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo, like little, you can buy the services on Switch basically, and you get to play a bunch of the games.
Yes, I have
those. And I actually have been replaying, Super Mario Bros. 3. It's been a lot of fun. Jesse Schultz says, do you think Mario should have kept his original name, Jumpman? I know.
I mean, who can say? I think Mario is easier.
Mm-hmm. Ollie Jones said, Super Mario Brothers, what part of the original Super Mario Brothers live action film is your favorite? And why is it the walk like a dinosaur scene like song? Absolutely not. That scene is terrible, Ollie.
I've never seen it. I have no opinion.
Yeah, and I'm not ever going to force Ashley to watch
John Leguizamo being cast in it delights
no,
me.
No, my favorite
know.
Part, Yoshi is in the movie.
Oh, yeah?
And Peach gives her food, and he like bonds with her. But he actually looks like a real like velociraptor.
No, Yoshi's a girl. Yoshi lays eggs.
So I think my favorite part is I actually like the jump boots. They explain like why they can jump. They have these like crazy boots.
Oh, that's
boots,
a cute idea.
And
sure.
They like, and then people jump. That's my favorite part.
That's fun.
But I also like, there's a part where the two, God, I can't remember his like two Koopa guys, and they get into this like machine and they become like super smart and they start talking about like Shakespeare and stuff. And I think that gag is very funny.
So kind of like Bebop and Rocksteady.
They are Bebop and Rocksteady basically. Adam Roberson said, Super Mario Brothers. Would you love to see spinoff games like Luigi's Mansion or something based off the Wario Land franchise be adapted into an animated film or series? Based on the trailers for Super Mario Brothers, the film, it feels like there's a Haunted Mansion
moment. Yeah. Like the opening of the most recent trailer that I saw certainly gives that vibe.
It's weird. I don't know what to feel about this new Super Mario Brothers movie, because again, we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But based on the trailers, I feel like they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink in here. And like Mario Kart, I'd be like, why aren't you saving that for the sequel? Or even Donkey Kong, I'd be like, you could do a Donkey Kong Country movie.
I think that movie's very expensive.
Yeah.
That's why I think.
I also think, I worry that this movie is going to be franchise spinoff. That they're literally just spinning. Like, I think we will see a Luigi's Mansion movie.
Yeah.
But I'm worried they're going to do like Marvel. And then over the next 10 years, we're literally going to see a Mario film like every year for the next 10 years. And we're going to get tired of it. And I also worry about it because if that happens, it could tank the video games.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want Mario to go away.
I mean, I guess without sharing my hand too much, I'm very nervous about...
What do you mean by sharing your hand too much?
I mean, I don't want to be a bummer about it. But
be
a
bummer.
I'm very nervous about this movie, and I see very few universes where I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do worry... I worry about what that could mean for the future of these characters, even though I'm not like a super hardcore gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this whiffs...
It won't.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I understand.
If it whiffs, it's going to whiff so hard.
Here's the real thing. Here's what I think is going to happen. Because I think we've already seen it with another franchise.
Yeah.
Remember how big the Lego movie was?
Yeah.
And then remember how its two spinoffs were not?
Yeah.
Although I think Lego Batman is really good, but I think the reason why it's good is because it's a Batman movie and not a Lego movie.
I was gonna, I think it stands on its own because of Batman.
Exactly. But the Lego Movie Part 2 is nowhere, is not it. And I worry that this is going to be that. That we might get like a spinoff and a sequel, but like none of them ever come close.
I mean,
but also I will say the point, like, we can talk about the Super Mario Brothers movie till the cows come home, because them, who they decided to cast in the voices is bonkers.
Awful.
Bonkers.
I think a lot of very bad choices.
Mario and Bowser look and sound, and Luigi, they sound weird.
Also,
but I also get that you don't want an entire movie where it's like, hello, I am Mario talking like this the entire movie.
Yes, but I do think if you hired the voice actors and you actually paid voice actors and video game voice actors what they're worth and what they deserve for being so iconic in these parts, I do think that those people are probably talented enough to go from like the woohoo
the
voice into like a more traditional speaking voice.
Because it's weird, the couple of clips I've seen where you hear Chris Pratt doing the Mario impression, where he goes, let's go. And you're just like, why didn't you just hire the guy?
The only
and by the way, he's voicing a character in the movie. They haven't revealed who it is.
Not Mario.
My guess is, I bet you money we're going to see like Mario's dad or mom.
Or we're going to get a flashback to a baby Mario.
Yes. Yep.
The only one that doesn't really bother me is Anya Taylor-Joy, because I don't have a huge pre-existing notion of what Peach sounds like besides like the so.
And where Keegan-Michael Key is Toad, you're just like, whatever.
But no, but okay, I love Keegan-Michael Key. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, but Toad really doesn't have a voice though.
No, but Toad is like a cute little baby. Like Toad should have like a little twee voice. Toad should not sound like grown-ass Keegan-Michael Key. And I do think he'll be funny. I think he's very funny, very talented, nice guy, whatever. Mm. Jason worked with him. If you catch him at a con, ask him about that story. It's very funny.
It is funny. He was lovely. Him and Jordan Peele were lovely.
But I'm like, he's not Toad. Yeah, just pay the voice actors their fucking worth.
I just think, we've talked about this before, with Invincible it's a weird thing that you don't need names in animated movies.
It's very rare that a name can do both.
Early 90s Disney proved that.
100%.
Who's the most famous person in all those movies? Robin Williams is the genie.
Yeah.
But everybody else in that cast is barely known.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's...
Lion King was the first time that they kind of did like the all-star cast.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you and I have gone back and forth on this a lot, because like Steven Yeun obviously is like a superstar who can actually voice act.
Yeah.
Voice acting is a lot harder than just reading your lines.
It is. But my biggest thing is like in the new Invincible cartoon, John Hamm played a security guard in two episodes.
Unnecessary.
And you're like, do we really need to pay John Hamm a full like $1,000 day rate, which it would have been $1,000
at least, if not more,
to have him record for 2 hours?
Right. You could have had a gigging voice actor where that credit would go further.
Yes. And you would have paid them $500.
A lot less. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have paid him half that.
I think a session fee is $800 a day.
Yeah, but you understand.
It would have been much less regardless. Yeah.
To bring in multiple Emmy nominated and winner actor John Hamm.
Yeah. Should have been Batman John Hamm. Yeah.
Yeah, should have been Batman John Hamm. Matt Norton's final question, if the Super Mario Brothers is successful, do you think will lead to other video game movies being made? I mean, we've kind of already got that with Uncharted and Last of Us.
I think if this movie is viewed as successful, we're going to enter the debate of which is better, Sonic and Mario, all over again. Because Sonic right now is held up as the best video game movie.
It is. And then they got the new show on Netflix as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Where, and we have not seen the movie. Yeah. I'm going to throw this out to you. Created by the same guy.
Yeah.
Where's Zelda in this? Where's Link? Do you think Link is in this movie?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Because I was going to say that I think the first spinoff is Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Even if it's not connected. But like also since it's created by the same guy, owned by the same company, I'm like, I bet you we see Link.
You know, that
in this
makes
movie.
Me nervous because everyone wants a shared universe now. And I don't need a Mario Link crossover.
Oh,
frankly.
Ashley, no. The Nintendo universe is gonna happen. Like, because again, we're gonna get Donkey Kong Country. We're gonna get Super Smash Bros.
I'm sorry, I don't want fucking Tom Holland as Link.
We'll see Kirby. Kirby's going to be in this too.
If they give Kirby a male voice, I'm going to burn. burn the building down.
They will. Kirby will be like Bobby Moynihan or something. And I only say that because I know if you're
wow, I just can't say anything. Bobby Moynihan is also a very nice person.
Bobby Moynihan is super talented.
And a very talented it's just person.
Ashley would not be very happy
with
Bobby
Moynihan. I would not. It should be a lady. Kirby's a girl.
Yeah.
Kirby's a girl.
Yeah.
Also, if Yoshi comes out sounding like, I don't know, who's someone else? Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. I'm going to burn the theater down.
Sure.
I'm going to be so angry. Mm-hmm. Here's the ultimate thing that I understand also about this Mario movie. It's not for me.
Yeah.
And that is fine.
It's not for me either.
It's really like, it is for people younger than me who want different things from mm-hmm. film and from video
games.
But
I don't think this is made for kids. I think this is a Gen Z millennial movie. 100%.
I don't know.
I don't think this movie is for 12-year-olds.
I'm not saying that. I think it's for Gen Z. I think it's for like 20-year-olds.
Yes, I think so too.
I don't know. There's a lot about this movie that I don't understand.
I agree. Like,
and the only thing that gets me on it is Teen Titans Go is brilliant.
I want it to be good.
Yeah.
I've said for years that an animated Marvel Mario movie in the style of Pixar would kill.
Yeah. You said that on this podcast for ages.
I think it will. But the problem
but will
is,
will it be good?
The problem is, will Hollywood let it be good?
Yes. Yeah. Right? Will they note it to death?
Yes. Will they note and
cut to the execubots from Futurama?
They hired the right directors.
Yeah.
The writer is the guy who wrote Lego Movie Part 2, which makes and a Minions movie.
Mixed bag.
So you're like, mixed bag, okay. But the other thing again is the casting. The casting is where I'm like, ooh, this feels very Hollywood.
Yeah. It feels stunty.
It doesn't feel like you let this. Like, it feels like some Hollywood executive was like, well, who was the lead voice of the Lego movie? Chris Pratt? Well, Chris Pratt should be Mario.
Well, because at least Ben Schwartz had voiced a numerous other characters.
And kind of sounds like Sonic from the original cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sounds like Sonic.
Also, my hot take is they should have just hired Jaleel White.
Yeah,
I agree.
But that also proved to me that they were like, oh, okay, so Ben Schwartz, you're voicing DuckTales. Well, do you want to voice Sonic? Okay.
Yeah. He was also coming off, I believe, Star Wars at that time.
Yes. Well, he was the voice of
BB-8, yeah.
So, like, he was sort of in the voiceover world. And that's who I think should be the people in this movie. Like, I understand, like, you're like, okay, maybe we stunt cast Bowser. Like, okay, sure. I get that. Like, Jack Black doesn't sound like Bowser, but okay, I'll give it to you as Bowser. And
well, he'll sing now.
Yes, and maybe Anna Taylor-Joy. Oh man, I didn't consider that this Mario Brothers will be a musical. Yeah, he will sing.
I don't know if it's going to be a musical.
He will
Bowser
sing.
Will sing.
He will sing. I mean, the other thing is like, I kind of hate that all the commercials are like this overcomplicated, super like, Inception.
Jason hates the music.
Oh god, I hate
hates
that
the music every time it plays.
The music.
It's not the Inception fart, but yes, I understand.
But you're just
making.
Like, no, like this movie is supposed to be fun, and they keep like trying to be like, this movie is serious.
We can thank Batman for that,
you know. And you're like, can't this like, guys? I see Donkey Kong got an Invincible star. Let's come on.
The coolest thing about the trailer is that you see Donkey Kong and Mario team up.
Yes, and Rainbow Road.
And the Rainbow Road. The Rainbow Road. I like Peach's little outfit.
But that's the other worry.
Well, I mean, not to be crass
about it,
but
way to blow your load on that. That's
like,
what I'm
saying. They should have saved Rainbow Road for the movie.
That's what I'm saying is, like, I'm also like, are they literally going to
put... But you and I hate the way they market movies
like,
right now.
Are we going to see, like, Dr. Mario in this? Specifically Dr. Mario.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see Mrs. Pac-Man.
You know, like...
yeah, I don't know.
Like, here's the other thing. Like, Yoshi's definitely in this movie.
100%.
Even though we haven't seen Yoshi. Yeah. And then that's why I was saying, like, oh, is Link going to be in this movie too.
My brain was just like, what if Yoshi was voiced by Awkwafina? And now I have to.
Oh my God.
Calm down.
Oh my. They would do it.
I like her.
They
I
would
just,
do it. Right. Well, anyways.
Not enthused.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that button did.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
I don't know. I was just going to see what happens.
I should just press note. We have more than one page of.
I know, but I don't know how to make it change.
You press the music symbol. This is not for anybody, but.
That laughter goes on for a really long time.
So we have multiple pages of. I have sound effects on this.
I can't read it upside down. It's so small.
So the last page on my sound device is all the Justice League sound effects, which we only have one. And then these are all the Star Trek.
Warning. Self destruct sequence has been.
Yeah, you can play them all at the same time.
And I can.
The gun goes on for a long time, too.
You know, I have a feeling we're going to use that ricochet a lot with the next episode that we're recording.
I'm gonna just write it out. It's still going.
Wow.
I think it's like a minute and a half of gun sound effects that I just put on.
Oh my God. What are they ricocheting off?
Your mind.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think that's as good a sound as any. That's what's going on in my brain right now.
It's HBO. Anyways. So yeah. That's their music.
Yeah, it's not quite as good as the Titans theme song.
Like, can you imagine, like, I know they're kind of problematic now, but can you imagine they went to Daft Punk and were like, remix the Super Mario theme?
Yeah, you'd be
like Tron Legacy style, you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Or if you got like a band, like a really awesome band to be like, redo the Super Mario theme. Let's hear your version.
Yeah.
But instead, they're just like, who cares?
Well, we just podcasted about it for like an hour, so we care.
Oh, there you go. Who cares?
Joke's on us.
Yeah, they won.
They only won, win if they? You give them your money.
I also think Mario just looks weird. They made him look a little too human in the design, in the animation, I think.
I don't know.
He looks a little too human. His eyes are weird.
Literally the longest I've spent watching was I before Enter the Pop versus Week, I watched the new Mario. It's the most time I've dedicated to watching the Mario
trailers. Last thing on Mario, I just saw recently that they're selling a exclusive pair of like his big brown boots. And they look goofy as hell.
Oh, like those big Astro Boy boots?
Yep.
That's stupid.
Yep. And they're exclusive to the movie. They look dumb.
Yeah, I mean, fashion's dumb.
Thank you all for listening. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ash Victoria Robinson.
We kept Luigi away from this one. Aren't you happy?
You're welcome.
He's knocking at the door right now. We're not going to let him in. Go back to your mansion, Luigi. Thank you all for your support. Goodbye, super friends.